News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. President Obama says now that the federal government is reopened, there are three places Washington can take action to serve the American people. In his weekly address, the president says Democrats and Republicans can work together on all three. One of them is pursuing a balanced approach to responsible budgeting. He says the focus should be on creating more good jobs that pay better wages. Also, the president says finishing the job of fixing the broken immigration system is important. And third is passing a farm bill that U.S. farmers and ranchers can depend on. The two convicted murderers who were the focus of a statewide manhunt returned to a Florida jail days after their release. Joseph Jenkins and Charles Walker were mistakenly freed from the Franklin Correctional Institute using forged court orders reducing their prison terms. They both turned up separately at an Orlando area jail to be fingerprinted and registered as ex-convicts, which is mandatory under state law. The longest-serving Republican member of the House of Representatives is dead. Florida Representative Bill Young died at Walter Reed Medical Center in Bethesda. The 82-year-old Young has served in the House for 43 years. He recently announced he was not going to seek re-election. And a second suspect is under arrest in connection with two dry ice bombs that exploded at LA International Airport. Police took Miguel Iguenez into custody while working at the airport. Police say he was a supervisor of DeCarlo Bennett, who pleaded not guilty on Thursday to explosives charges. The Wausau area native murdered in the Twin Cities will be laid to rest next weekend. WSAU's Larry Lee has more.
Now that Jeffrey Trevino's trial is over and all the evidence has been released, Kira Steger's family is ready to have her funeral. Her mother, Marcy Steger, told WAOW Television the funeral will be next Saturday, October 26th. Services will be at St. Mark's Parish in Rothschild with visitation starting at 11:30 and the service an hour later. After the services, Kira Steger will be laid to rest at St. Michael's Cemetery. Kira Steger's body was found in the Mississippi River this past May after she went missing from work in February. She was last seen alive at the Mall of America. The husband she planned to divorce was found guilty October 2nd for causing her death. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A Wausau car dealer was shut down for a week last month after getting into trouble with the state over licensing. The DMV says Budget Auto Plus on Stewart Avenue failed to transfer car titles in a timely manner in violation of state law. This was despite warnings about delays and other business practices the store received last year. Budget Auto Plus has agreed to allow agents or employees of the DOT to inspect all business records necessary to verify compliance. Marathon County's Sheriff's Department has selected their new jail administrator. Sheriff Scott Park says that after a nationwide search, their top candidate wasn't very far away. She is Sandra LaDuives, who's leaving the identical position in Oneida County.
She's been working up there as the jail administrator for less than a year, but prior to that, she was the deputy jail administrator for the jail. So she's had a wealth of experience and educational background, also has formal background in law enforcement, so she brings a lot to the table.
As a jail administrator, LaDuives will oversee day-to-day corrections activities and handle several important law enforcement and management duties.
There is a lot to do because you're also looking at budgetary issues, you're looking at personnel issues and such. I mean, not only are you dealing with the inner workings of the facility, but you have to look at the big picture of everything that involves the facility on the outside, and Sandra is going to be able to easily fill that role.
A former employee with the Wisconsin Department of Corrections will serve jail time for allegedly using state money to make unauthorized purchases. 44-year-old James Huey was sentenced to 20 days in jail and 3 years of probation. WPS Health Insurance says it will eliminate 175 jobs over the next year. The company says it's ending a state insurance plan for high-risk patients known as the Health Insurance Risk-Sharing Plan because the Federal Health Exchange offers similar coverage. Despite the cuts, a spokesperson says WPS still insures about 159,000 people and are poised for future growth with new products. Milwaukee authorities say it's happened again. A one-month-old girl has died after sharing a bed with parents. In a report, investigators say the baby appeared to be well cared for and in good health. There was also no evidence of alcohol or drug use. This is the 14th time a child has died in Milwaukee due to co-sleeping this year. And a Wausau West class will be getting $10,000 from MIT and the Lemuelson Foundation to create a snow-shoveling robot. We get more from Raymond Newbert.
The grant is part of the nationwide Invent Team program from the Lemuelson Group, which supports the inventor's spirit in the school system. Wausau West is one of 15 schools getting the prize this year. The Invent Team project has a class spend a school year putting together a solution to a real-world problem and showing it off at the end of the school year. The class will be bringing their autonomous snow shoveling device to MIT in Cambridge in June as part of the annual Eureka Fest celebration. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
And that's a look at news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.